Well, infighting between rival insurgent groups is raging on in Syria. Opposition sources say that foreign-backed militants have seized the headquarters of al-Qaeda-linked insurgents in the northern city of Aleppo. Sources added that members from several insurgent groups have taken control of a children's hospital in Qati Asgar district, which is the headquarters of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant in Aleppo. Meanwhile, other reports from Syria say at least 20 militants have been killed in a car bomb near the northern city of Dakush. The attack was reportedly carried out by militants from the ISIL. Recent tensions among militant groups fighting the Syrian government has been the deadliest since the conflict began in the war-torn country back in March of 2011. Our correspondent Mohammed Ali has been following this story closely. He joins us from Syria's capital, Damascus. Mohammed Ali, we're looking at the infighting, which is said to be the deadliest since the conflict began between these different groups. How deadly is it? What are we looking at right now?
Yes, Kaveh, very ferocious clashes happening, as you have just noted, in various parts of northern Syria, mainly in the cities of Aleppo and its countryside, Idlib and its countryside, Raqqa, and also Deir ez-Zor. However, most of the clashes are happening in Idlib and Aleppo. As you have just said, the recent development was that some of the FSA brigades have teamed up and started fighting the militants of the so-called Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant in Aleppo, and they have took control over one of the main headquarters for the ISIL in Qadi Asgar. It is a children's hospital, as you have just said in the news over there. Also, reports say that many and scores of dead bodies were found in this headquarter and other hideouts of the ISIL over there after combing the area. Scores of dead bodies were found, handcuffed, slaughtered, and killed. Some of them were activists. Some of them were also militants from the FSA held previously by the ISIL in the area of Qadi Asgar. This is a quarter in Aleppo. In the meantime, there are also clashes happening in other parts of the city of Aleppo, like Al-Intharat. Also in the countryside, there are some reports saying that the FSA brigades have managed also to kick out the militants of the ISIL from an area called Minbij. However, this is not confirmed yet, but we have to also note that despite the fact that there are defeats for the ISIL, those groups of the Al-Qaeda-linked group are still present in other areas of Aleppo as fighting continues over there. In Al-Raqqa, there are also developments as the Islamic Front, which consists of six of the most powerful extremist groups on ground fighting there, also teamed up with Al-Nusra Front and eliminated some of the ISIL militants and took over some of its headquarters. In Idlib, we still see the ISIL powerful in some areas, especially in Al-Dana. So it varies, the situation, according to the city we're speaking about. But what is more dangerous, what we have to know, too, according to many experts here, is that some people, some Western states, try to give a good image to the FSA, to promote a good image in the media. And at the end, if it defeats the ISIL completely, they might make it and call it a moderate moderate fighters. This is what they're trying to promote to. However, we have to note that just yesterday, the Minister of Information affirmed that according to the Syrian government, there is no such thing as moderate terrorists or extremist terrorists. At the end of the day, terrorists are terrorists. Those were the words of the Minister of Information yesterday.